Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'm Elvis, your host, and this is a not safe for work podcast. We are teachers who love our jobs, so we're going to remain anonymous and use pseudonyms, hence the Elvis. I'd like to give a special thank you to our new patron donor. Thank you to Ms. Casey M. Woohoo! If you're interested in supporting our podcast, you can get free swag and early exclusive episodes by joining us on Patreon. Also, I'd thank our sponsor, Lud Lamb Dramatics. If you need educational theater posters for your classroom, or if you know a teacher who might benefit from having some of them, send them to ludlambdramatics.com. All right, my friends, Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday, and if you have anything you'd like to share or a story you'd like to share, please tag us on Facebook or Instagram. Of course, you can hit us up on the contact spot of our website, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. All right, we have our... Anyway, enjoy the episode, episode 39. Enjoy! Yay!
Sorry, I was too much for you. I'm so sorry.
Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and with me today I have Shirley Temper.
In every generation there is a chosen one. She alone will stand against the vampires, the demons, and the forces of darkness. She is the slayer.
Yes, and then also with me, Miss Rosie Rose.
I can't follow that. Now I'm sad.
And Miss Bunny O'Hare.
What's up, Elvis?
Well, I know in the last few days, the state of Texas announced that the state wants all students to attend school in the building, and they will just make it safe, and it will be safe and not to worry. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of been on our minds of what that could be if everyone is back in school. But there's a cool article, opinion piece we read today, written by Miss Justin Parmenter. It says, should North Carolina teachers get hazard pay if schools reopen in August? These lawmakers think so. So three Democrats in the North Carolina General Assembly put forward a bill to give all school employees an extra $5 an hour in hazard pay. North Carolina schools are, for the moment, expected to return in August, coronavirus or not. Two of the three options out would involve in-person classes with some level of social distancing, as well as enhanced cleaning and disinfected protocols. But operating schools under these conditions will require considerable resources, and regardless of what safety procedures the state puts in place, will increase the risk of anyone who works in public of contracting COVID-19. A bill followed would give the hazard pay to all public school employees, including teachers, instructional support, principals, APs, and even non-certified staff through December 31st, 2020. Ooh, that's an interesting end date. I think they'd at least make it last the whole school year. Do you guys have any thoughts on this?
That is the sexiest thing I've ever heard.
Hazard pay?
Hazard pay. Yes, please.
I just have so many questions from, like, a medical disease standpoint that I can't even think about if it would be worth hazard pay to be in a classroom with a bunch of little germy...
It's tough. I mean, if school's open, I'm gonna be in the classroom because that's where my money is. But what's weird is I've also heard a lot of districts talking about, well, those who are compromised, they will have online options. Are they going to have, like, a statewide online program? Or are they going to tell each district, just do it yourself? I can't imagine being a teacher and having to do in-class classes as well as online classes to balance it up. That sounds like a certain level of hell.
Really, until there's an effective vaccine or treatment, I just don't see a good solution, which maybe I'm being pessimistic. I don't know. But I'm thinking about the fact that the building that I teach in is already maxed out. Like, there's physically not a way to spread the students out when all of our classrooms are already full, 35 students in a class. And I, middle schoolers, they're going to be snapping each other's masks. They're going to be coughing on each other on purpose just to be goobers. And I got flu this last year after two kids coughed in my face, which was fun. And I just don't see how it's going to go well. So I would welcome hazard pay. Like, I'm not going to tell them no, but I think the idea of having lower insurance premiums, since we're probably going to be going to the doctor more, might be helpful.
Yeah, I'd almost rather have a better health insurance package than, you know, oh, here's an extra $5 an hour through Christmas. Yeah.
I'll take both. I mean, if they're offering.
All I keep thinking of is how much work is going to be put on everybody's school nurse. And I'm sure that's just selfish on my part. But if you think about it, are they going to, like, temperature check every single child that walks through the door? If they barely have, like, you know, a little bit of a cough, are they coming down to my office? Like, what is the plan for that?
Yeah, schools would be healthier than ever if we didn't have kids showing up with fevers. That happens all the time.
Seriously, though.
I got really annoyed when I read the thing, and I don't remember whether it was the Commissioner of Education or whatever the title is, was like, oh, it'll be safe by the time we go back in August. Based on what? Our cases are still climbing.
Mm-hmm. Because apparently the Rona knows what the month is, and they're like, oh, August is coming up? No, we'll back off.
You mean the same way it was going to magically disappear when the weather got warm?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's June. I'm still waiting.
It's not going to end well, regardless, guys. And what I've started doing, which is, you know, the thing that keeps me up at night, is I've already started trying to doomsday plan the year, trying to figure out what I can do to be prepared for when it goes in the toilet, because I feel like the writing's on the wall with science. Like, it's not gonna end well.
There's a little bit of that. Like, I'm getting another person in my department next year that we'll both be teaching the same subject, which is really exciting. We were talking about it yesterday and like, well, we're going to have to figure out what the plan is, because there's a good probability that at some point we're going to have to go back to online learning and, you know, syncing up and making sure we're teaching similar things at the same time and all that kind of stuff. Right. But like, I got a little annoyed because there was the comment about, oh, you know, teachers that are immune compromised can teach, you know, online or whatever. A, there's not a great way to teach my subject online. Like, it's not optimal, but I can make something work. B, okay, I'm not immune compromised. I'm young-ish. I'm just supposed to sacrifice myself and, like, go into a school of over 1,000 people just because I'm less likely to get sick. Thanks. Appreciate it.
My general anxiety at the moment is just pretty high with the world in general. Add on having to teach. I don't know. It's just too much to go back to school. Nope. I'm not ready for it.
No, me either.
Maybe in a month or two.
Am I being like super pessimistic though? Is it? I mean, because I keep seeing so many other teachers being like, I'm so excited to get back to my classroom. I'm so excited to be getting back to my students. I miss my students. I miss my kids.
Yeah.
But aren't these teachers all like fucking Karens who didn't take this seriously in the first place?
I mean, yeah.
Exactly.
All the times that I've been up to the high school where I teach, you know, when I worked graduation, things like that, when I was checking out, I could count on one hand the number of adults who work at the high school who were wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody was social distancing. Nobody was wearing a mask. And these are administrators and teachers. And so, it's just a bad time.
Can I say it?
Yeah, go ahead. Please, make the announcement.
So I referenced, I guess, on last week's episode that I'd gone to a protest thing in favor of changing the high school that I graduated from, my old high school's really racist mascot. And today the school board voted unanimously to approve that mascot.
Yay! Mm-hmm.
They didn't give a timeline, but they said all of the mascot, the song, all of the related branding would be changing. I'm excited about that. I know, like, there's a bunch of pissed off townies here, but stay mad about it. I don't care. Like, this is a thing that needed to change.
No, that's great. I think it's badass. So, look, things are changing. Everything, eventually. So everyone's got to vote.
So this is from Reddit by Richard A. Travels. I treat kids that are good looking worse because they have it easier in life. So, at my first ever teaching job years ago, I worked with a teacher who seemed off in several ways. I'm not going to rant about all the wild things she said, but this one quote really stuck out over the years. No matter what I do, I cannot forget it. Has anyone encountered anything like this? It breaks my heart that elementary school kids could be treated like this.
I've seen teachers do things like that. I've never personally done that, but I've seen a teacher go after the pretty kid a couple times, or like the popular kid, for no reason other than it seems to be that kid's just popular, so they kind of target them. I don't get it, but I've seen it.
See, I've seen the exact opposite. Like the teacher, especially if the teacher you could tell was like the popular kid or the pretty kid when they were children, they totally side with the popular kid now. And it's always like the weirder one, you know, the weird ones like me. That's the one they go after.
I remember having a teacher when I was in school who pretty openly favored the athletes. Like, it was a pretty known secret that this particular teacher, if you weren't an athlete, she didn't have time for you, kind of thing. God, at the elementary level? I mean, it's horrendous at any age, but elementary babies, good grief.
No, I've seen teachers. They come in all sizes, and there are some teachers who will pick on just about anyone sometimes, or they just assume that kid's a troublemaker for whatever stupid reason they might have in their head. Usually it's some weird trauma they had in elementary school.
Like, you just can't treat kids that way, and we're all guilty of maybe favoring a kid for X, Y, and Z, but I try to be slick about it at least, you know? And I would never be like, hey, I'm going to be rude to you because you're pretty and your life's going to be a lot easier. So let me just, you know, traumatize you a little bit.
There are some unhappy-ass teachers out there who I don't really know why they teach anymore. They don't seem to like kids. They don't seem to like their job. It's just what they've been doing for so long that they don't know how to change it or what else they can do. So they just stay, and they are mean and they're evil, and sometimes they're librarians and I do. I have a very specific one in mind, but I'm not naming names. That's not nice. And they're long retired, so hopefully they're happy or dead or something. I don't care.
By Reddit user Tanka Bito, I believe, titled Spending Your Own Money. I am in my fourth year of teaching. I am a little frustrated when I see that people say they spend their own money in the classroom. This would not be acceptable in any other job field that isn't starting your own business. The only way to fix the problems that cause teachers to have to spend their own money is to simply stop doing it. This goes for spending unpaid time as well. I refuse to do it. I'm curious what others think about this.
I think it's sweet in your fourth year of teaching that you have come to this momentous decision. But let's be honest, my mother was a teacher back in the 80s and she was thinking this, and yet she still spent her own money because no one cared when she, when she did spend her money on her kids. But the second she stopped spending her money, they were pissed because she wasn't doing what she had done before.
Yeah, especially with that whole, if I'm not getting paid for it, I'm not going to do it. That's just going to reflect poorly on you. You know, a lot of things that... thankfully, the administrator that said this has since gone on. But for a while, I had an administrator who would constantly say, you know, it's all about the kids. And you know, I know some of you don't want to be up here on the weekends. And I know you don't want to be up here at 7 a.m. But, you know, that's just what you have to do the best job you can for the kids. So there's no way, like, there's just no way that you can't throw that around. Well, if I'm not getting paid for it, I'm not going to do that with my time.
Right.
That's just, I mean, that's just not going to happen.
But you know what? Teachers don't always have money, too. I remember very clearly starting off my teaching gig. I just got married, and we didn't have jack shit for money. Like, every grocery was planned for, every bill we were trying to make. And so the thought of me having an extra $30 a month or $40 to just spend on random school supplies just wasn't there. And I remember sometimes like, oh, you need to come do this and you need to join this nickel and dime like PTA thing for our, like, I can't give you $70. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly rich here.
I get where the person is coming from, but it's just, I don't feel like it's realistic for the reasons that Shirley was saying. You can't just not show up because then that reflects poorly on you. But it's very kind of an abusive relationship kind of dynamic that we've got going at
this point.
Like, if you really loved me, you would blah, blah, blah. Like, if that happened in a dating relationship, we would tell somebody that person is manipulating you and GTFO. It's our jobs, and that's where we are right now. Yay!
There's a chance, there's a slim chance things could be turning around. I think the focus is getting there. Right now, they're like, you know, all this money we spend on policing, we could probably spend some of that on education, right? And I, and while I don't think anything's going to happen suddenly, and a lot of things are going to depend on how this election goes in November, I really feel like there are seeds of hope and change, especially in all the dissidents we've had lately.
Speaking of elections, I don't know if I shared this news with you from the state that we live in, but it is rumored that Matthew McConaughey is running for governor in 2022.
I saw that.
I think it's kind of awesome.
And if his campaign slogan isn't, I'm going to make everything all right, all right, all right, I'm going to be very
disappointed. I'm down.
Right?
I would vote for a sack of wet hair over the person.
So what about a beautiful sack of wet hair?
Even better.
Hey, gang, did you guys know that we have a Patreon? Ooh. I know, right? If you want to help support our tiny, meager podcast, for as low as $5, you can get a bottle opener or shirt or cool Teacher Needs a Drink podcast swag. You can also hear lost episodes and special exclusive episodes that are only available for our Patreon. Check it out now! Way! And joining us for this round, we have Ms. Zola Zanzibar!
Hey!
All right. One, gotta go. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Fried fish, fried chicken, pork chops, or steak?
Fish is gone.
Fish.
Yeah. Get rid of the fried fish.
Gross.
Okay, Bunny?
I've never been super into pork chops.
Thank you.
That's what I was gonna say.
A good smoked pork chop is amazing.
Smothered in caramelized onions and homemade applesauce.
Yes.
But it's so chewy and I ain't about that life.
No. I'm gonna go with the pork chop also.
What?
Y'all are crazy.
Oh.
All right, next one. Are you ready? One has gotta go. End racism, end poverty, end hunger, end pollution.
I think we could end pollution, and the other three would be pretty nice. I think we'd be a little happier overall.
No, but you're saying we're not going to end pollution. Like, if you choose not end pollution, then we're just going to die.
We can be happy in space just like Star Trek. They ended hunger and racism. And now, I mean, they don't really spend that much time on Earth. It's all about being out there together. A happy little rainbow.
Because it was polluted and they couldn't stay there.
You know what? As for the human race, I got to say I'm going with Star Trek. It looks better.
I'm Elvis. I'm with you on that. I'm gonna get rid of the environment, and I know that's earned. But I mean, especially right now, especially
it'd be nice if everyone got along. And it's a lot harder to be angry when you're not like when you're full. Like people with full bellies don't get in fights.
I'm sorry. Have you met the president?
He needs a Snickers.
Poverty, hunger, pollution, and racism. I don't like this question.
I don't either.
Poverty? If the environment is good and there's no hunger and there's no racism, like poverty would be probably a better level. Like it wouldn't be like poverty is now. Maybe it'd be like, I can't get a manicure. Rather than like, okay, but my people are dying.
Okay, so if we no longer have racism, then that means we no longer have systemic racism.
Uh-huh.
And that means that we no longer have people of color who are predominantly in a poverty level.
Yep.
So if we no longer have racism, hunger, or pollution, which means we probably raised, you know, like the national average on what we pay people for their job, maybe poverty takes care of itself because we fixed the other things.
There you go.
Nah, I just want to go to space,
Zola,
man.
Zola and Rosie. Maybe the hunger thing, because I feel like if poverty got taken care of, that would take care of the hunger because people would be able to acquire, they would have the means to acquire food.
Also acceptable.
That's a hard damn question. You fuckers want to be out there in space.
Yep. Yeah. Beat my ass up. All right. Well, thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. Ms. Shirley Temper, thanks for joining us today.
It's such a pleasure.
And Ms. Rosie Rose, it was wonderful to have you.
Always here for you.
Thank you to our very special guest, Ms. Zola Zanzibar.
I love you all.
And of course, a very special thank you to Ms. Bunny O'Hare.
Thank you for having me back.
All right, everyone. Deep breaths, deep drinks. We'll see you guys next week. Cheers.
Cheers.
thanks for joining us again for a new episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. We come out with a new episode every Wednesday. I'd like to thank my hosts, Miss Shirley Temper, Miss Rosie Rose, Miss Bunny O'Hare, and of course, a special appearance by Miss Zola Zanzibar. A big hug and kiss to Priscilla, who's by my side while we do all of this. If you have something you'd like to share with Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook, or go to our contact page on teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. All right, if you're interested, you can help support us by joining our Patreon and get some free stuff there, or you can go buy stuff from Ludlam Dramatics and get some theater posters. Buy them, they're awesome. That's all I got. Anyway, see you guys next week. Bye!
Give me 1 second, I'll find that.
All right. Da ba da ba da ba 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 da ba da ba ba.
That's not obnoxious.
Yay!